Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Joe Parks, James Seltzer with you after, I mean, one of the worst losses you could possibly, I the Dallas loss was 2 weeks ago and they blew a 21-point lead in Dallas. And I'm like, this was worse, just as bad. I don't know. It sucked. It's the worst game in Jalen Hurts' career, full stop, including 2021. Including the games in 2020 when he came in for one snap, and even if he didn't complete a play, this was worse. Ben Livingston, former WIP producer, tweet out at a certain point in the fourth quarter that Jalen could have spiked the ball on the ground every play and had a better passer rating. And I think it might be true. Like, that was awful, awful, just a horrendous game. Like I said, going into the game, like, this was a big one for me with this team this year. Like, I don't think it's the same story exactly as 2023, but it's the same thing. Like, this team doesn't have it. Like, they don't have, and this defense does. That's the shame. The thing that I can't get out of my head tonight, Elliot, is this league is wide freaking open this year, and the Eagles have a championship defense. a championship special teams minus one Jake kick tonight. Coffee was great. The coverage was great. Everything's great on those two freaking thirds of the ball. And this offense is trash. Like, they're not below average. They're not bad. They're awful. It's horrendous. That was, like, every facet of it. Everyone sucked. Everything sucked other than, like, Saquon. And, like, I don't know what to say. Tonight was the end of them. Like, I'm not going to call them a Super Bowl contender until I see them play better, which I don't expect. I know they are. I know it's wide open. I know they're going to make the playoffs. But, like, I don't believe in this team right now.
Yeah, so I think there was a lot of really disappointing parts of tonight. I would say first and foremost, like, their best players and their head coach really let them down. Like, there were lots and lots of mistakes made tonight by their best players. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, the way Nick Sirianni managed the game, holding penalties on their offensive line. The defense showed up. The special teams, look, the Jake Elliott missed field goal hurt, for sure. It hurt. But, like, ultimately, this is not on the special teams. The Eagles pay a lot of money to players to be special in games like this. And for a second, it looked like that's what was going to happen. Jalen was awful in this game. But 3rd and 16, absolutely money throw to Devontae. Mm-hmm. They're going down for the touchdown. It looks like they're going to win it. I was honestly close to giving Jalen like a B for this game if he would have gotten the win, right? But he turns it over. And on a night where he was just unbelievably reckless with the football, to make that throw in that spot to Jahan Dotson, where there's two defenders in the area, it was just insane. It was insane. They had all the momentum.
On the run, when he could have thrown it away.
It was like so
nonsensical. He had 15 horrendous decisions tonight, and that was the worst of them. And look, that, like, Jalen, again, I think it was the worst game he's played. I think he deserves the most blame. But also, like, what are they doing from an offensive perspective? Saquon runs a 52-yard touchdown early in the game, moving the ball, and it feels like they threw three straight passes. They move away from it. That drive there, like, they get it down. That was a great throw. Like, I know that he kept stop, but they didn't stick with it. You get stopped on first down.
They're
like, well, yeah, that was our running game for the drive. Like, I guess that's it. Like, what are we doing here?
Also,
the only thing that was working at all night was Saquon and Goddard, and that was it. And, like, they kept, like, doing anything else was nonsense. Like, they did everything else possible.
I agree. Like, their best people completely let them down. Like, let's stick on one. So let's talk about coaching first, because you're talking about the going away from the run, right? I thought two sequences that were awful by the coaching. First, the end of the game, where it's second down, there's, like, I don't know, a little over 2 minutes to go, and they throw the ball twice, right? First is the deep shot to AJ. For what it's worth, AJ should have had that. Like, we'll talk about AJ and his game tonight.
He should have had it. He should have had that. That was a great throw.
Great throw by Jalen.
Pressure, but the whole thing.
But I hate the decision to throw
me
there.
Too.
Like, why are you putting yourself in a position where the clock stops? Now, if he catches it, you can go, well, it's a touchdown, but they got plenty of time to go down the field. Like, a clock is the clock is a major asset for you at that point. And then you just throw that dumb screen pass to Devontae, which I get, like, it's a high percentage throw. He
just
catches
run the ball then.
Just run the ball. Just run the ball. Exactly.
Run a design Hurts run, which I don't know if we saw any tonight.
Well, he doesn't seem like he wants.
But you know who did?
He had on
the guy with the freaking broken hand.
I agree.
Out there. And look, I've ripped that guy, and I think he's way overrated for where it's ranked and stuff. But one dude looked like he was willing to go out there. And look, Jalen took hits in the pocket and all that. But like Justin Herbert won the game with his legs tonight. Like, offensively, when they needed it, the biggest thing they had was that dude running around making plays. And, like, Jalen didn't, like, it wasn't even an option. Like, if anything, just run to the corner, run out of bounds, and maybe get a few yards. Like, that one big run he had obviously came with the holding penalty. But it's just, man, especially on a night, I just don't, from the coaching perspective, and I agree with your point.
Well,
there,
let me,
like,
say the other coach.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, the other coaching thing. So, like, I forget when it was at this point because my head's spinning. But you have it first and goal at the 2 yard line. And why are you not tush pushing it twice there? Mm-hmm. I get that Landon Dickerson's not in the game. I know that tush push hasn't been as effective, but how are you running a play
that's four
not
tries.
A run? Exactly. Run, at least run it once or twice.
Run something that'll get you forward.
The chances of it being a negative play. So I thought those two instances for the coaching staff were really, really bad. Like, that is not Jalen. That is not execution. That is straight up what they decided to do. First and goal at the two, have a chance to tush push it twice. They don't do it. End of the half there, they throw it twice. Now, look, is there a small chance Jalen audible to something? Maybe, but I doubt it, right? Like, honestly, in that instance, maybe Jalen should have. But, like, the fact that they threw that twice there when the clock was on your side was terrible. And I'll also say, to wrap up the coaching, like, you know, offense looked just as bad as it always does. Like, we'll talk about Jalen, and he's a big part of that. But they have now had, what, three extended layoffs where it's like, oh, during the bye week, mm-hmm. like, we're so
well, yeah, and this week we had the Nick Sirianni's get more involved.
Exactly. Like, you know, they're so good at self-evaluation. And I've said it myself, and I feel like a fool. Like, the bye week's a weapon for this team, and they're so good. Where are all the mistakes that are being fixed this year? Me have both said that this team has, and Nick has prided itself on being better, making mistakes, fixing them. They've not done that this year. It's the same mistakes all year. So, like, we're going to talk about Jalen in a second. But I thought this was a rare game where Sirianni really mismanaged it. Now, Petullo's yeah. part of that, too, for the play calling. But Sirianni is the big picture guy. Like, if he hears that a throw is being called on that third down, he has absolutely got to get in his ear and be like, no, run it.
He did it the Super Bowl with Dylan. We saw him do the dagger
exactly.
thing.
Exactly, yes. Like, so it just kills him. It kills him. And then, so look, the Chargers are going down the field. The Quinion hold, I thought, was a pretty weak call.
For I think the refs were horrendous. I mean, the Mailata holding call was awful. Like, the one near the on the 2 yard line, the one later was fair. I mean, there were a few, just and there was one on the Chargers. I thought that one against eight. I don't remember. There were a few, but I thought the refs
well,
were
the hold was ridiculous.
Bad,
and like
bad
who knows,
tonight.
Right? This team find ways.
Oh,
find
and the intentional grounding, that first one.
The intentional
grounding. Like, that
grounding,
was so clearly like, what? Why have a rule if you're not going to call it?
But here's what's so killer. Is despite like how bad the first 3.5 quarters or 3 quarters was,
they almost won the game.
They had it. They had it. Like after that Saquon run, they had it. And then this is on AJ.
They didn't
and
run
Jalen.
The ball. They kept throwing it. It makes that's my biggest issue with the coach. And look, to your points, I agree with you on Sirianni and the fact that we're still watching this game and like, yes, that throw to Devontae was amazing, but it never should have had to happen because they should not have another holding penalty in a big spot. Holding penalties, false starts, all these things. Like, they got lucky. The Mailata got it off just in time on that false offsides. Like,
yeah, I thought it was risky for him to go.
He's been doing that, and he got called for a false start. Like I just, they are not a smart, disciplined, well-oiled team at all, and that falls on Sirianni big time. And
100%.
To your point,
now let's
stuff,
get to.
And I just think Petullo and Sirianni's unit, like, again, the only thing that was working was Saquon, and they just would try like one run at the beginning of a set of downs, and be like, oh, that didn't work, or on second, that didn't work, and that's it. Like, there was no creativity, there was no nothing. Like, there's just no creative. And again, I understand that. I do agree with you, especially tonight. I think execution hurt them more than scheme. But I think decision-making has been bad.
Agreed,
and I also
100%.
Think that they have not – they have relied too much on will execute better than you than realizing that they're not and coming up with schematic ways to try and, you know, like, alleviate some problems. Like, I agree. Like, I don't think the biggest problem is scheme, but I do think they're – and look, it's something you said. I think you were dead right. They need new voices. They need someone who knows – who can come in with some different ideas and say, hey, let's tweak this. Let's do that because it's not working and they have no answers. Just like 2023 when they didn't have answers, it feels like that.
And the last thing I'll say before we get to Jalen about the coaching is like, look, I've said it again. I've said it a bunch. I'll say it again. Like, I'm not a scheme guy. That's not like I'm not an X's and O guy. But if your whole thing is going to be execution, then you better be able to do it. And if it's now 14 games into the season and you can't do it, like, to me, the biggest thing on offense is no matter who you want to blame, they don't have an answer. If it's the coaching, then the coaching's not good enough. If it's Jalen, then he's not, like, whatever it is, it has not fixed itself this far in the season. Like, they got 19 points tonight and it felt like one of their better offensive games of the past 5 weeks. Like, they are broken on offense. But now let's talk about
fully,
Jalen. Now let's talk about Jalen. Like, okay, so the coaching absolutely wasn't good. Jalen.
Like, Jalen was worse.
Jalen lost that game. Like, if
it was the worst game of his career. Again, I wasn't joking when I said I don't know if he had a game where he was 0-for-1 in passing when they were doing the trick thing with him at first when he was coming into games and Carson was starting. But that was a better game than this if he had an 0-for-1 one play game.
So Herbert definitely made some mistakes tonight for sure. But if they had Herbert tonight, they win that game comfortably. If they get average play from Jalen, they win that comfortably. And what's crazy about the turnovers that he had tonight was they were not like the ball getting ripped out. Like, you know, the ball, like I know the AJ
there
one.
There was the one on AJ. That was yeah, his ball. AJ,
the ball was high.
It was on AJ. That one was, but I agree. It wasn't a smart decision no matter what.
Well, it just was a bad throw. But like the interception right after, that's the AJ one. But the first interception he had throws it right to the defender.
Let's not forget he also had one that was not an interception, but
yeah.
Should have been an interception.
Yeah, it was very close. Yeah.
Failed it, yeah.
I mean, so here's the thing. Like, as much as the coaching decision-making wasn't good tonight, and as much as they need to find answers, it is just really, really, really hard to get the car to run when the engine is operating like this. Like, we can talk about repainting. We can talk about putting whatever car parts are on that I can't think of. But, like, Jalen is the engine of this team. He is the engine. And tonight, the defense in the running game in Saquon tried to give him a saving grace. Like, he had a chance there at the end to be a hero despite a bad game. He could have gone to the podium and been like, we found a way to win. I could have come on here and been like, you know what? When they had to have it, they had it. And, like, they were close. But the throw to Dotson at the end was a terrible, terrible throw. He cannot do it. And that's what's so crazy about tonight with Jalen. He was reckless with the ball. Like, there's games where he turns the ball over. There's not really games where he is reckless with the ball. And it's somewhat similar to 2023. Like, the turnovers, they turned it over 4 times in the first 10 games. I think they have 9 in the last 3. Like, the turnovers, those are not all on him. But the turnovers, when your quarterback's turning it over, like, remember in 2020 when Carson turned it over all the time, and then like all the other parts of the team started to turn it over. Like, when Jalen's smart with the football, the whole team is smart with the football. When Jalen's not, it just falls apart. Like, so here's the deal. They're probably going to make the playoffs. They're probably going to host a playoff game. If they can win that playoff game, they'll have momentum going wherever they go. And we'll be on here talking about how the Super Bowl. But here's what I'm saying. They're not doing any of that if Jalen doesn't play better.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're not doing any of that.
If the offense doesn't look better, I will pick them to probably lose at home. Whether it's like the Seahawks, the Lions, or this, and even then, I don't believe in Darnold a big game, but like even then, like how could you not pick that? Like, they might score 0 points against that Seahawks defense.
No, I agree.
I kept saying, I was watching Sean's neighbor Tommy was over for the game on the last kickoff when they tied 16-16 or whatever. One of them before that overtime, whatever. I was like, I hope Covey takes it back because that's easily our best chance to score. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is this, like, we think so much about 2023 with this team, and rightfully so, right? But like, the reality is, in 2023, it was all there for them, and they blew it week after week after week. The Eagles are on the way to doing that, right? But a very simple fix, like, this team is broken in so many ways, but a very simple fix is Jalen just plays better. Right? Like, we spent all offseason saying this guy's a top five quarterback, saying that he's someone we trust to make plays in big games. And like, look, I still think putting Jalen ahead of Herbert in all these rankings was absolutely correct ahead of the season. But tonight, this was Jalen's chance to show you exactly why that was correct, to go out there and say, you know what? I found a way to win when Herbert didn't. And he didn't do it. He could not have been worse in prime time. And like, I do not think they'll bench Jalen. I don't think they should bench Jalen. I would go down. I would let this season sink with Jalen before I would try to save it with Tanner McKee. But Jalen just did that in a national game with everyone watching. And I saw a lot of national accounts being like, Tanner time. Like, Tanner.
Oh, I saw a lot of Tanner.
So like, that is where we are headed with this. So look, maybe they'll make a Petullo change. Who knows, right? Like, at this point, nobody should be like, safe, really just Petullo. Obviously, you're not going to fire Nick or bench Jalen. Mm-hmm. But like, if they replace Petullo, look, man, it is what it is. Like, it's an unfortunate business. But Jalen is not playing well enough. His accuracy is bad and he's reckless. And it's just really, really, really hard for the team to operate when you're getting a quarterback that plays like that. It's just, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, I'm with you. Again, they deserve to lose tonight. Like, I'm surprised it was as close as it was. It's only because the defense.
Agreed. The defense was unbelievable.
Elevating. I mean, the fact that they were causing almost as many turnovers as Jalen was giving away. By the way, Jalen, the first player in recorded since 1978, they've recorded the stats to have two turnovers on the same play.
I know. I mean, so, it's very telling.
It is pretty ironic, though, of all people, like with the Jalen that we've known until the last few games, like over the last few years. Like, it's a hilarious stat for him to be the record holder in. But I also, to your point, I think it's, you know, it's representative of the way he's been playing, certainly the last few weeks. I don't think the turnovers were an issue earlier in the season. It was just not great play. And look, again, it's gone down. Like, ever since he was like, the best is yet to come, it's just cratered. Like, cool. It felt like there was momentum and he wasn't, you know, playing that bad. And look, they started targeting AJ a lot. Things are going downhill. It is ironic on that end, too. I don't think it's one-to-one. But all of a sudden, AJ's having good games, and they're losing them all. I just – Jalen looked – and that's why the Devontae throw felt like a miracle to me in the moment. It felt like the most –
It was an unbelievable throw. It was
not
like,
even that. It was. It was one of the great throws we've seen him make, but it also just felt like the most unlikely throw.
It was
throw
random. It was like flipping
on that
a coin.
Night,
yeah.
In that game, it was like, what? Where the hell did that come from?
I agree.
Like, he feels like someone who has no confidence, who doesn't – trust what he's seeing, or on top, not just doesn't trust what he's seeing, isn't seeing it great. Like, it feels like he's just not seeing the field well. He's not making decisions quickly or well. Like, he is clearly hesitant. I mean, how many times was he just like, looked like he was gonna throw, and then he's stopping. He's moving, almost getting sacked. And like, it was a disaster. All right, quickly. I know you've only got a couple minutes. Let's get to AJ before we get away, because I think that's the other person we have to talk about before we go. Yeah. Look, I, you know, obviously had some nice plays, had one broken tackle, which was like, I didn't know that was allowed. Eagles, they flashed the worst in the league in yards after catch, though, which is something maybe we could dig into during the week, because that's, you know, a wild stat with all their talent, but, or quote unquote talent. But, you know, look, AJ, you know, some massive drops, had a drop to open the game, which we've forgotten
which
about now.
The whole game, by the way.
We've forgotten like, about by now because so many other things have happened. But, you know, the drop, the obviously drop in the end zone, and also had that other drop on that long pass down the sideline prior. Like, and then I think, you know, the biggest one, the one.
The touchdown. He could have.
The biggest one was the touchdown. And then also I think the one that, you know, people are going to crush him for the most, because drops happen. But, like, I do think, I know it was a high throw, but there are a lot. To your point about seeing Twitter and what we saw, a lot of notable people being like, business decision.
Yeah,
and it did feel that way a little bit, like I'm about to get hit, and he didn't go up as strong. He was worried about protect. And I'm not saying it was a business decision, but like AJ Brown, for someone who talks so much bleep after about the eye and all that, like you can't not make these plays in these big spots. And he had multiple tonight. Like you can't not go up strong for that. Like you look like a fool. He looks like a fool.
I think the thing that should be concerning to AJ is he is starting to get a reputation. Like every time he makes a mistake, there's a lot of tweets from not just local people, national people, not just Eagles fans, like everywhere being like, poor effort on that play, business decision. Now look, is it easy for me and us to sit up here and be like, you know, he was not afraid to get hit. Like he made a business decision there. Like, of course, right? Like he's the one that's over the middle, and it was a poor throw by Jalen. But like, again, I'll end it where I started it. The Eagles needed their best players to save them tonight, and their best players and people, and I say people to include coaching, did not. They did not. Like Jalen, like for as bad as Jalen was, AJ was pretty much just as bad. Like,
oh,
His bad plays are not as impactful, but he was pretty much just as bad. Here's the last point I'll make before I get to the locker room, because it should be an interesting locker room. We can think whatever we can have our own opinion of what's going to happen the rest of the season. People listening can have their own opinion. Different media members can have their own opinion. The thing that is not acceptable is people in the locker room giving up on this season, because we can be discouraged. Other people can be discouraged. They absolutely have to be the professional winners they claim to be and still say to themselves, we'll probably get a home playoff game. We're going to win the division. And we can all laugh at that and be like, well, you're going to lose the game. Like, whatever. This is a huge test of Nick Sirianni's culture and the mental toughness of this team. They love to claim to be a mentally tough team. This is where they're going to see it, because they still have four games left and they're playing three teams they are considerably better than. And I agree with you, like you were right in 23. I'm not like, all right, but like they themselves cannot quit on this season. It is unacceptable. It is the only bad outcome for this year in a lot of ways. They could not win the Super Bowl. They could win one playoff game, like whatever. Them quitting again would be such a bad look. So, like, I don't think they quit tonight. I think they just played really poorly tonight. But now we're going to find out how bad they want to fight for this season. Or if it's like, whatever, we won the Super Bowl last year, let's focus on next year. But, like, that is what the rest of the season is about now. Do they have fight to turn it around? Because as much as it's frustrating to hear, it is still right there. The Raiders are terrible. Washington's going to have a backup quarterback. They could win three of the last four games. Then you get a home playoff game. Like, it is there. But they have to decide if they want it or not. And that is what I'll be watching the rest of the year. Where is the effort going to be with this team the rest of the way?
Yeah. No, look, you're right. I just don't think they have it. Like,
But I'm saying we're going to find out.
To your point, execution, penalties, like, I don't know that it's I get your point. Like, I want to see him fight, but I don't think it's a want to. I just think they stink offensively.
It's a want to thing, because it would be easy to create.
It's partially a want to thing. Sure. I mean, like, I agree, but I also think I don't think the defense is going to agree. I think defense is good. Like, I think that the offense is just bad. Like, I think they can want it as bad as they we'll talk about it during the week. I think they can want it as bad as they want and still suck. Like, they're just bad. They're not on the same. Anyway, we'll get into it. All right. We'll be back later in the week if anyone actually wants to hear the Eagles talk.
I know. Keep listening. We'll have fun. Yeah. We'll do good final thoughts.
Look at you. There we go. All until then, he's on James.
Go Birds! What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.